Hello, my name is Jack Hayford.
Allora, mi chiamo Jack Hayford.
And my favorite way to introduce myself as the Apostle John did in the book of Revelation.
Rasul Yohanes in Surat Wahyu.
I speak to you as leaders and say, I am your brother and your companion in tribulation. Because we do have the sense of brotherhood. We are one family in the Lord. But we're also engaged in a common struggle against the powers of darkness for the advance of the gospel. And we become companions in tribulation in that regard. It's a delight to join you in the study of the Word of God. Open with me to the 20th chapter of Genesis, please. Genesis 20, verses 1 through 6.
Kejadian 20, ayat 1 dugi ka 6.
Beginning Genesis 20, verse 1.
Awitan Kejadian 20, ayat 1.
And Abraham journeyed from there to the south, and dwelt between Kadesh and Shur, and stayed in Gerar.
Ibrahim ngalih ke daerah Kanaan belah kidul, ngababakan antara Kadesh jeung Shur waktu anjeunna mukim di daerah Gerar.
Now, Abraham said of Sarah, his wife, she is my sister. And Abimelech, king of Gerar, sent and took Sarah.
Sarah gerhana ku anjeunna diangkeun yen raina. Atu Sarah diboyong ka Abimelech, raja tanah Gerar.
But God came to Abimelech in a dream by night and said to him, indeed, you're a dead man because of the woman whom you have taken, for she is a man's wife.
Petingna Allah nimbongan ka eta raja dina impenan serta ngadawuh, maneh bakal paeh sabab Sarah teh awewe boga salaki.
But Abimelech had not come near her, and he said, Lord, will you slay a righteous nation also? Did he not say to me, she is my sister? And she, even she herself, said, he is my brother? In the integrity of heart, of my heart, and innocence of my hands, I have done this.
Saur Ibrahim eta teh raina. Sanggem sarahnya kitu. Ajar Ibrahim teh rakana. Ya tapi estu bersih jadi asa teu aya lepatna.
And God said to him in a dream, yes, I know that you did this in the integrity of your heart, for I also withheld you from sinning against me, therefore I did not let you touch her.
Allah ngawaler nya kami oge nyaho niat maneh bersih pang ku kami dicegah ulah ngaganggu Sarah oge supaya mane ulah nepi ka nyeun dosa ka kami.
There are many qualities that constitute a good leader.
Aya seueur kualitas nu ngabentuk saurang pamimpin nu hade.
Some of us possess various numbers of those traits and abilities.
Sababaraha di antais urang gaduh mangrupa-rupa sifat sareng kemampuan eta.
Some have special creative skills.
Gaduh keahlian khusus nu kreatif.
Others have an excellent intellectual grasp.
Nusanes gaduh kapinteran nu aneh.
Other leaders have managerial ability.
Pamimpin sanes gaduh kemampuan ngurus.
Some have profound prophetic vision.
Sababaraha gaduh visi profetis anu jero.
Some have a very dynamic personality and a high style of delivery.
Gaduh kapribadian nu tetep sareng ngadugikeun nu canggih.
Others have a distinct zeal spiritually that takes hold of your heart.
Sanes gaduh sumanget nu benten secara rohani nu pikaheranan.
Some have supernatural gifts that show signs and wonders.
Gaduh anugerah supraalami nu nembongkeun tanda-tanda sareng mujizat.
None of us possess all of those gifts.
Kaya hiji oge di antara urang nu gaduh sadaya anugerah eta.
Those abilities vary widely.
kemampuan anu parenten.
But as often as people look at great abilities for leaders,
aing sering jalmi ningali kemampuan pamimpin nu luar biasa.
Almost always they are looking at things that can be seen.
Hampir sadaya ningali ka hal-hal nu katingali.
I want to spend 2 sessions with you.
Tapi hayang nyiapkeun 2 sesi.
I want to talk about things that cannot be seen.
Tapi hayang nyarios ngeunaan perkawis-perkawis anu teu katingali.
And there are things that determine the long-term trustworthiness and effectiveness of a leader.
Karena perkawis nu memutuskan kepercantanan jangka panjang sareng keefektifan saurang pamimpin.
No degree of skill or dynamic can substitute for this.
Daya tingkatan keterampilan antenapi dinamis nu tiasa ngagentos perkawis eta.
No amount of supernatural power or prophetic vision can take the place of these things. Kaya
supra alami antenapi visi profetis nu tiasa ngagentoskeun perkawis-perkawis ieu.
External gifts are wonderful and they're to be desired.
Anugerah ti luar nu sae pisan sareng nu dipihareup.
But without the inner qualities of integrity, long-range success will not be sustained.
Tapi umpami tanpa kualitas ti lebet, nyaeta kajujuran, kasuksesan jangka panjang moal tahan.
In this first of 2 sessions, I want to discuss the matter of heart integrity.
Dina bagian kahiji, dina 2 sesi ieu abdi bade ngabahas kajujuran hate.
Just as in this session, I speak very frequently to leaders.
Dina sesi ieu abdi sering nyarios ka para pamimpin.
I don't know of anything that I'd rather do than to talk with people like you.
Abdi terang kedah nyarios naon deui iwal nyarios ka jami-jami sapertosa derek.
What you do determines what takes place in the life of the body of Christ.
Naon diputuskeun ku saderek eta nyandak tempat dina kahirupan salira Kristus.
It may affect simply your local church where you serve or many churches or a nation.
Akibatna ka gereja daerah tempat saderek ngalayanan tanepi seueur gereja tanepi hiji bangsa.
I travel a great deal and speak to leaders in other nations.
Abdi seueur angkat-angkatan sareng nyarios ka para pamimpin di nagara sanes.
Between my own nation and other nations, I may speak to 20 or 25,000 leaders every year.
Di antawis nagara abdi sareng nagara-nagara sanes panginten abdi nyarios ka 25,000 jalmi pamimpin unggal taun.
Very often when I conclude a session with leaders, we will invite questions.
Sering pisan waktu abdi nyimpulkeun sasarengan sareng pamimpin, baris muka kesempatan kanggo naros.
Most commonly, this question is asked.
Umumna patrosan ieu.
Pastor Hayford, how many hours a day do you pray? How many hours a week do you study?
Pastor, sabaraha jam dina sadinten saderek ngadoa? Sabaraha jam dina saminggu saderek diajar?
I always answer the question the same way.
Abi sok ngajawab ku cara nu sami.
I begin by emphasizing the value of the question. Every leader must be a person of prayer and of study of the Word.
Sareng pamimpin kedah janten saurang pandoa sareng diajar dawuhan Gusti.
And we can never achieve anything without a good deal of both.
Urang mah ngahasilkeun nanaon pamimpin teu nyambung kana dua hal eta.
But then I say, I'm not going to answer your question. Not because I'm ashamed of the answer I would give. But because I believe I understand what it is you really want to know. You want to know, how do you succeed in ministry?
Tangkan hasil dina pelayanan.
And it does relate to prayer and the word of God.
Aya hubungan doa sareng dawuhan Gusti.
But undergirding it is something even more important.
Nanging nu ngadukung hal eta teh, hal nu langkung penting.
It's the heart from which the prayers are spoken.
Eta inti tina doa-doa nu diucapkeun.
It's the heart from which the word of God is preached.
inti dauhan Gusti nu didugikeun.
And then I will say this. I believe the most important thing for any leader is the matter of integrity of heart.
Abdi percanten hal nu pang pentingna kanggo pamimpin nyaeta integritas hate.
And so I invite you to study this idea with me.
Abdi ngulam saderek diajar mikirkeun ieu sareng abdi.
This passage of scripture we have just read contains the first reference in the Bible to the idea of integrity of heart.
Bagian kahiji dawuhan Gusti nu nembe bae di aos ngandung referensi kahiji dina Alkitab dugi ka pamikiran integritas hate.
There's an interesting principle in the study of the Word of God.
Aya prinsip nu sae dina diajar dawuhan Gusti.
By some scholars it has been called the law of first usage.
Murid sekolah Alkitab, prinsip itu disebut hukum penggunaan kahiji.
It means this.
Artosna.
The first time an idea appears in the Bible.
Sembean ngemutan ayat dina Alkitab.
It unveils the way that idea applies throughout the whole of the Word.
Hal eta ngebrehkeun ku pamikiran eta dilarapkeun kana sadaya dawuhan Gusti.
Here we come to integrity of heart as it's mentioned the first time in the Bible.
Ieu urang nyaketan kajujuran hate sapertos nu disinggung nembe dina kitab suci.
Even the words integrity of heart, though they may not occur elsewhere in the Bible, the idea is consistent throughout.
Integritas hate teu aya dina Alkitab, cara eta aya teras.
Truthfulness may be mentioned.
Kajujuran panginten disinggung.
There may be direct mention made in the scripture of an honesty of soul.
Panginten hal eta langsung disinggung dina ayat-ayat dawuhan Gusti ngeunaan kajujuran hate.
Maybe even the idea of peace of mind.
Malah panginten pamikiran katentreman emutan.
But integrity is the constant concept and it goes throughout the whole of the Word.
Integritas nyaeta konsep nu nyambung di sadaya dawuhan Gusti.
Look with me at this story as it introduces these ideas.
Cerita ieu ngajelaskeun ide tadi.
Honesty from the tongue.
Jujuran letah.
Truthfulness in the mind.
Jujuran emutan.
Honesty with yourself, that is.
Jujur ka diri sorangan.
A heart that will not violate trust.
Hate nu teu ngotoran ka percantenan.
All of this undergirds a leader that can be trusted.
Sadayana nu ngandung saurang pamimpin nu dipercanten.
Integrity of heart is the phrase that wraps all of it in one package.
Integritas hate nyaeta ungkapan nu mungkus sadaya dina hiji paket.
Now look at this story.
Ina dangukeun carita ieu.
It's an interesting thing that we are taught integrity in a setting where one of the greatest people in the Bible is the one who violates integrity.
Mangrupi hal nu endah urang diajar ngeunaan integritas dina hiji kajantenan di mana salah sahiji nu kasohor dina kitab suci ngotoran integritas.
We would think Abraham would be the one modeling integrity of heart.
Kita ngemut Ibrahim mangrupikeun teladan dina integritas hate.
But it's the other way around.
Tapi sabalikna.
It is a king, a pagan king.
Taurang raja, raja kafir.
But he was a God-fearing king.
Tapi anjeunna raja nu sieun ku Gusti.
He honored what he did understand of God.
Anjeunna ajrih kana naon nu anjeunna ngartos ngeunaan Gusti.
And I believe there's even a lesson in this fact.
Abdi percanten aya hiji pangajaran dina bukti ieu.
Here is a man of great revelation, Abraham, who violates integrity.
Dia seorang pamegat dina pawahyuan nu aheng, Ibrahim nu ngotoran integritas.
Here's a man of lesser understanding who responds with integrity.
Dia seorang raja anu gaduh pamahaman langkung sakedik, ngartos ngarespon integritas.
And that comes as a comfort to my heart.
Hal eta janten hiji panghiburan kanggo abdi.
It says this.
Dijelaskeun di dieu.
I may not be a person of great revelation or insight.
Tetapi saya seorang nu ngawahyukeun atanapi pemahaman anu aheng.
But I can still be a person of integrity.
Tapi masih tiasa janten saurang nu gaduh integritas.
If I respond to those things God does show me.
Pami abi ngarespon hal-hal nu dipasikeun ku Gusti ka abdi.
Now, God shows us things in His Word.
Dinembongkeun ka urang hal-hal nu didauhkeunana.
And He shows us things by circumstance.
Antara nembongkeun hal-hal nu ngalangkungan kaayaan.
He shows us things by His Spirit dealing privately within us.
Nembongkeun hal-hal nu ngalangkungan rohna urusan sareng urang pribadi.
He convicts us, He corrects us.
Mantenang ingetan urang, mantenang ngahat.
In the private of my own mind and soul, God deals with me.
Na hate sareng emutan abdi pangeran urusan sareng abdi.
He deals with you the same way.
Mantena urusan sareng hal sami.
And this passage of scripture teaches a great, great truth about these dealings of God with our soul.
Bagianya ngajarkan bebeneran nu aheng pisan ngenaan aturan Gusti sareng jiwa urang.
Look at the story with me and see this foundational idea.
Perhatoskeun carita ieu sarta perhatoskeun inti dasar ieu.
Abraham had lied about his relationship to Sarah.
Abraham ngabohong ngeunaan hubungan sareng Sarah.
Abimelech had decided he would add Sarah to his harem.
Abimelech mutuskeun ngaboyong Sarah.
Now, by Abimelech's standards, he wasn't doing anything dishonest.
Dina standar Abimelech, teu midamel hal nu curang.
I'm not saying those were God's standards.
Abdi teu nyarios, eta teh standar ti Allah.
But Abimelech was not violating his own conscience.
Tapi Abimelech teu ngotoran ati sanubarina.
Because he thought Sarah was a single woman.
Emutanana Sarah teh. Istri nu masih lengoh.
And he was the king and supposed he had right to her.
Anya raja janten berhak kana diri Sarah.
In that culture he did.
Dina budaya eta anjeunna midamelna.
Now, in the night he is awakened by a dream.
Pangina anjeunna digugahkeun ku hiji impenan.
Listen to the words.
Tengukeun cariosna.
You're a dead man.
Maneh bakal paeh.
I think you'll agree with me. That'll get anybody's attention. You're a dead man. Abimelech wakes up, wide eyes wide open. What? What did I do? The woman you've taken is another man's wife. Abimelech says, I didn't know that.
Abdi terang.
He told me that it was his sister.
Ibrahim teh Raina.
I did this in the integrity of my heart.
Niat abdi estuning bersih.
Now, let me emphasize something.
Abdi nekankan hiji hal di dieu.
I don't mean that this pagan king is a model of integrity.
Teh maksud abdi raja kafir ieu teh tuladan integritas.
Here's what I mean is to see.
Maksud abdi kedah diperhatoskeun.
The first time in the Bible that integrity is mentioned as pertains to the heart.
Dina Alkitab di mana integritas disinggung janten bagian tina hate.
God is coming to speak to a man on the basis of what he doesn't understand.
Gusti sumping dawuh ka hiji jalmi tapi teu ngartosen.
Because the man had not violated what he did understand.
Margi jalmi eta teu ngotoran naon nu anjeunna ngartos.
This is foundational.
Ieu teh hal nu dasar.
It basically says this.
Dina dasarna nyarios kieu.
When Abimelech says, I didn't understand this, God says, I know.
Dara Abimelech, abdi teu ngartos hal ieu, waler pangeran, kami nyaho.
I know you didn't understand this.
Kami nyaho maneh teu nyaho.
That's why I'm here to explain it to you.
Sapana kami rek ngajelaskeun ka maneh.
And this lesson comes forth.
Pangajaran ieu teras.
Integrity of heart has to do with these two things.
Integritas hate kedah aya kaitan sareng dua hal.
First, the fact that there are always things I don't know or understand.
Hiji, bukti yen aya wae hal nu abdi teu ngartos sareng teu terang.
Secondly, God will help me In the face of those things I don't know or understand.
Kedua, Gusti baris nulungan abdi dina mayunan hal-hal nu abdi dengartos sareng teterang.
The second thing is this.
Hal keduanya eta.
There are things I do understand.
Aya hal-hal nu abdi ngartos.
If I violate those things,
pami abdi ngotoran ieu,
there is a frightening truth in this text.
Aya bebeneran pikasieuneun dina ayat ieu.
God won't come and correct me for those things.
Gusti moal sumping naliti abdi kana hal-hal eta.
If I am violating what I already know to be the truth of God's way and will, He will not come a second time to correct me.
Pami abdi ngotoran nu tos terang pebeneran sareng pangersalah mantena moal sumping kadua kalina.
I said this is a frightening truth.
Nyaros yen ieu bebeneran nu pikasieuneun.
First, let's take the positive side of it.
Hayu urang nyandak sisi positif.
I have the comfort of knowing this.
Abdi dihibur ku marki terang hal ieu.
If I am moving in uncertainty because of ignorance,
pami abdi aya dina teu kapastian ku marki diantep.
If I'm doing my best, but it's not really the wisest thing,
idamal nu panghadena sanes mangrupikeun witaksana.
If I'm sincerely trying to do right, but I'm making a mistake about it.
Usaha anu bersih kanggo midamel hal nu leres tapi abdi midamel kasalan kana hal eta.
God in His great mercy and goodness will come and begin to adjust and correct and instruct me.
Dina kemurahan sarta kahadianna bari sumping ngawitan nyamikeun ngoreksi sarta masian perintah ka abdi.
But if I have accepted a lie as the terms of a policy I adopt.
Tapi umpami tenampi kabohongan salaku istilah kawicaksanaan nuku abdi dibantun.
And I know it's a lie.
Abdi teterang eta teh bohong.
I'm deceiving myself.
Abdi nipu diri abdi nyalira.
God will allow me to go my own path.
Dibaris ngantep abdi aya dina jalan abdi nyalira.
Now let me elaborate this a moment.
Dibaringariji hal ieu sakedap.
Over the many years of leading in the body of Christ, I have dealt with some great tragedies of ministry failures. I've dealt with people who have given themselves to sin and excused themselves.
Kapitas urusan sareng jalmi nutos masih kendirina kana dosa sarta tengaku.
I've talked with people who were mishandling finances.
Abinyario sareng jalmi nu lepat ngenaan artos.
People who were plunging into doctrinal error.
Jalmi nu lebet kana doktrin anu lepat.
People living in immorality.
Anu hirup dina tindakan asusila.
And I've had them say things like this to me.
Abdi kada maksa aranjeuna nyarios kieu ka abdi.
Well, I think I have the right to handle this money this way.
Dipikir abdi hak ngurus artos ku cara ieu.
Or regarding error, they'll say, I think God has shown me something deeper and greater.
Tapi dina kesalahan aranjeuna nyarios, imutan abdi Gusti nembongkeun hal nu langkung jero sareng langkung ageung.
Or regarding immorality, they'll say, well, I didn't feel convicted about the relationship.
Hubungan sareng tindakan usila anjeunna nyarios, abdi teu ngaraos ditegor ngeunaan hubungan.
Regarding the money, they excused themselves.
Hubungan sareng artos anjeunna teu ngangkeun.
Regarding the error, they gave themselves to pride.
Hubungan sareng kesalahan anjeunna kapincut ku kasombongan.
Regarding the immorality,
hubungan sareng tindakan asusila,
they didn't need to feel conviction from God.
Anjeunna ngartos merlukeun tegoran ti Gusti.
The word of God made a very clear point on the subject.
Tuhan Gusti ngadamel pokok nu jelas ngenaan hal ieu.
In other words, the truth surrounded them.
Artosna bebeneran ngurilingan aranjeuna.
But they began to excuse themselves.
Tapi aranjeuna ngawitan tengangkeun.
And by the time I was called into a situation to try and help,
tetapi disaur dina kaayaan kanggo nyoba sarta nulungan,
the person was persuaded they were right. How does a leader fall into evil and think they're doing right?
Masa seorang pemimpin midamel kesalahan tapi aran jenang ngaraos midamel nuleres.
It's because the heart violated the principle of integrity.
Margi aran jenang ngotoran prinsip integritas.
There's not anyone hearing my voice that would not like to be a faithful servant of the kingdom.
Tahiji oge nu ngadangu abdi tehoyong janten saurang gande kerajaan Allah nu satia.
You would say with me, I want to maintain integrity.
Erek beresnya deo sareng abdi, abdi hoyong janten integritas.
I don't want to deceive myself.
Abdi alim nipu dirinya lira.
How can I maintain integrity?
Macarana abdi ngajaga integritas.
I want us to look beyond this text.
Yang orang ningali ayat ieu.
For the text only introduces us to this foundational idea.
Margi ayat-ayat ieu ngajelaskeun ka urang pamikiran dasar ieu.
It shows us this.
Ayat ieu nunjukkeun ka urang.
If I don't understand, God will come to me and correct me as he did Abimelech.
Pamikiran ngartos pangeran baris sumping serta ngoreksi abi sapertos nu dipidamelna ka Abimelech.
If I do understand but go in my own way anyway, God won't come and correct me.
Pami abdi ngartos tapi midamel jalan nyalira, pangeran moal sumping ngoreksi abdi.
So what's the key?
Enten naon kuncina?
It's to respond immediately whenever the Lord deals with me and I hadn't recognized what I was doing.
Hayata kedah enggal direspon irah baik Gusti aya urusan sareng abdi sedengkeun abdi teterang naon nunuju abdi pidamel.
There's a marvelous example of this in the scripture.
Aya conto nu sae ngeunaan ieu dina dawuhan Gusti.
It involves direct mention of integrity of heart.
Hal eta kalebet integritas hate.
Turn with me to the 25th Psalm.
Tingali Jabur pasal 25.
It is in this passage of scripture that I began to unveil something very rich to my own experience and understanding.
Na bagian ayat ieu abdi ngawitan das sadar kana hiji hal nu jero pisan pikeun pangalaman sareng pangarti abdi.
Read verses 20 and 21.
Baca ayat 20 sareng 21.
David is speaking.
Daud.
Keep my soul and deliver me. Let me not be ashamed, for I put my trust in you.
Sang tayungan abdi tulungan sanggan ulah kasoran nyaka Gusti abdi nanada pitulung.
Let integrity and uprightness preserve me, for I wait on you.
Mugia kabageran sareng kajujuran abdi jadi jalan pisalameteun kumargi ngaharep ka Gusti.
I want to tell you how I came to this verse and how this idea began to change my life.
Abdi bade ngadukikeun kumaha ayat ieu ngawitan ngarubih hirup abdi.
I was driving to a conference.
Abdi nuju jalan ngajuju ka hiji ruyungan.
And the Lord whispered to me.
Gusti ngahariwas ka abdi.
Speak to these people about integrity.
Haraskeun ka jalmi eta ngeunaan integritas.
I hadn't planned to deal with the subject.
Abdi teu ngarancanakeun kanggo nyarios integritas.
Thankfully I had some of my books with me in the car.
Syukur abdi kadoh sababaraha buku catatan dina mobil.
I began to look up all the places in the Bible this word occurred.
Abdi ngawitan milarian alamat dina kitab suci di mana aya kecap ieu.
The most exciting discovery.
Kapendakan endah.
Was discovering the background of the word translated integrity.
Eta mendakan latar belakang kecap nu diterjemahkeun janten integritas.
The Hebrew word is tom.
Kecap Ibrani-na teh tom.
The idea in that word has to do with wholeness or completeness.
Ide dina kecap eta nyaeta kaitana sareng kautuhan, sareng kasampurnaan.
I always thought of integrity meaning honesty.
Abdi mikir ngeunaan integritas nu hartosna kajujuran.
And it does.
Taleres.
Because honesty deals with the whole truth.
Kumargi kajujuran caitana sareng bebeneran dina cara sadayana.
I thought of integrity having to do with faithfulness in the handling of money.
Demikir integritas sapertos midamel hiji hal dina kesetiaan ngurus artos.
And it does.
Eta leres.
Because integrity involves complete disclosure.
Marki integritas kalebet nyingkapkeun ku cara utuh.
In other words, everything is up front and open.
Artos sanes, segala hal disingkapkeun sareng ngabuka.
The countenance or the face is open before man and before God.
Sare kabuka payunan manusia sareng Gusti.
Integrity has to do then with wholeness and completeness.
Dan integritas terkait sareng kautuhan sareng kasampurnaan.
Let me discuss it even further.
Dan kena bi ngabahas langkung tebih.
In all languages, we have some word for whole numbers.
Dina sadaya bahasa aya sababaraha kecap kanggo angka-angka.
In other words, something other than fractions.
Artosna hal nu sanes di pecahan.
We speak of 1, 2, 3.
Langitang angka hiji, dua, tilu.
Rather than 1/2, 1/3, or 1/4.
Batan hiji setengah, hiji sepertilu, atau napi hiji seperopat.
Integrity has to do with no fractions.
Integritas degaduh pecahan.
Let me illustrate.
Di ngagambarkan kieu.
When I was a boy, my mother would send me to the store to get meat for the sandwiches for my lunch to take to school.
Atas api alit kene pun biang baris miwarang api ka toko ngagaleh daging kanggo ngadamel roti kanggo bekal api ka sekolah.
I would point in the case to the butcher and say, "I want some of that kind of meat."
Abdi baris nunjuk ka nu dagang daging bari nyarios. Abdi hayang sakedik daging eta.
He would take out a large piece of meat.
Dan ngaluarkeun daging nu ageung.
Then he would take it over to a machine.
Baris mindahkeun ka hiji mesin.
And begin to slice the meat.
Cik daging eta.
Some butchers had a machine that sliced it.
Beberapa tukang daging gaduh mesin sapertos kitu.
Others would take a knife.
Nu sanes baris nyandak peso.
And cut off very narrow slices.
Teras nyisik selangkung ipis.
What was taking place?
Naonu benten?
Was a reducing of the size of the whole loaf of meat.
Kurangan sadaya belahan daging.
A small slice at a time.
Teras sik-sik alik.
If you took just one slice off.
Pamisa derek nyandak sapasi.
And returned the piece of meat to the case.
Serta mulangkeun deui.
Almost no one would notice it being any smaller.
Da aya nu terang yen belahan daging tos langkung alit.
If an hour later it took it out and took another slice.
Pamisa jam satrasna saderek nyandak sapasi deui.
It would look no smaller.
Daging eta moal katingali ngaalitan.
If there's a large amount of time between when each slice is taken, it never appears as though you took any away.
Pemaya waktu nulami moal ketinggal bentena.
But if you accumulate all the slices that were taken away, you discover a great deal was removed.
Pemisarek ngajumlahkan nu dicandak saderek mendakan yen seueur daging nu leungit.
Now the idea of integrity has to do with wholeness of heart.
Ini ngenaan integritas pakait sareng hate sagemblengna.
And integrity has to do with a refusal on my part.
Integritas pakait sareng penolakan.
That I choose to refuse to let even one slice be removed.
Abi milih kanggo ngantep daging dipiceun.
For two reasons.
Kanggo dua alasan.
First, I don't want anything to be reduced of the wholeness of my heart toward God.
Kahiji, abdi alim dikurangan tina kagemblengan ka Gusti.
And secondly,
kadua,
if I allow one slice to be taken,
umpami abdi ngantep ngabantun,
it's easy for me to be deceived that nothing has changed.
Kampil abdi katipu yen teu aya nu robah.
Just as it appeared that there was almost as much, just as much, when one slice of meat had been taken away.
Kami sapertos daging nu katingal teu ngurangan najan tos dicandak.
And with the passage of a day or a week, my heart can be deceived again. And if I have allowed deception the week before, I will be indifferent about deception this week.
Pami abdi katipu sa minggu kamari, abdi moal katipu deui.
As time passes, there comes a loss of a wholeness of heart toward God.
Kukalangkungna waktos, aya kalengitan kagemblengna hate payunan Gusti.
I've spoken with many leaders who fell into tragic failure. Almost never did it happen in one crashing blow. It happened in very small steps that set them up for the collapse of their ministry. This is why David says, "Let integrity preserve
me."
What could he have been talking about? Consider this, would you? During David's leadership, Israel's boundaries were enlarged to their widest.
Selama kepemimpinan Daud, Israel ngalegaan.
In fact, the boundaries had become so broad, there is no way that David had enough troops to defend against every incursion of an enemy.
Harusna watesna lega pisan, margi Daud boga pasukan kanggo mertahankeun diri dina sadaya serangan ngadadak ti musuh.
But he wants his kingdom, his area of responsibility, his ministry, we might say, he wants his ministry to be preserved.
Tapi anjeunna hoyong karajaanna, daerah nu dina tanggung jawabna, sapertos nu dicaroskeun anjeunna hoyong pelayananna di piara.
Lord, let integrity preserve me.
Ya kabageran sareng kajujuran abdi janten pisalameten.
He couldn't put troops at every place on the boundaries.
Anjeunan teu nempatkeun pasukan di unggal perbatasan.
Says God, I need you to be my defender.
Karna pangeran abdi peryogi Gusti janten pembela abdi.
For I wait upon you.
Margi ngaharep ka Gusti.
Listen to those words, I wait on you.
Ratus kajarsan ieu miharep ka Gusti.
A person who waits is a person who keeps tuned in.
Jalmi ngantosan jalmi sanes sok siaga.
He doesn't mean that I'm passive or indifferent waiting.
Inanto ngamaksadkeun yen abdi teh pasif atanapi ngantosan nu
beda. But like a good waiter in a restaurant.
Tapi sapertos pelayanan restoran nu hade.
He's listening for what he is being called to do.
Sedang ngadangu parentah midamel hiji hal.
His eyes are upon the person he's serving.
Panona ningali kajalmi nu dilayanan.
Integrity is maintained by listening to the whispers of correction of the Holy Spirit.
Integritas dipiara ngalangkungan ngadangu hariwasan koreksi ti Roh Suci.
Integrity is maintained by keeping my eyes on the face of the Lord.
Integritas dipiara ngalangkungan panon abdi netep rarai Gusti.
To look and see if anything I do displeases him. So that I'm sensitive to his slightest corrections. David was saying this. By your Spirit, Lord, you can warn me if an enemy is coming. You can get the message to me so I can defend the boundary where it needs to be defended. In the same way, there are boundaries to our soul. And the Holy Spirit will say, watch out for that attack of the adversary. He's coming quietly. He's coming with deception.
Susumping, susulumputan.
Don't let your heart accept his deception.
Dong antep hate saderek nampi tipuan musuh.
And as the Holy Spirit corrects me,
Sementara saudara suci ngoreksi abdi.
About the smallest details of my life.
Ngenaan hal pang alitna dina hirup abdi.
About an attitude of anger.
Ngenaan amarah abdi.
But about a spirit of unforgiveness.
Ngenaan roh anu alim ngahampura.
About a minor point of compromising or reducing faithfulness.
Ngenaan hal alit dina padami atanapi ngurangan kasetiaan.
I must not excuse myself for those small issues.
Tapi tekenging tengangkeun kangge sadaya masalah alit eta.
For they are not small.
Tapi masalah eta sanes hal nu gampil.
They take a slice off of the soul.
Masalah eta nyandak sapasi jiwa.
They reduce the integrity or completeness of the heart toward God.
Masalah eta ngurangi integritas tanapi kasagemblangan hate ka Gusti.
It has to do with how I would look with my eyes upon a woman.
Hal eta pakaeut sareng kumaha abdi ningali ku panon abdi ka saurang istri.
It has to do with attitudes in which I exercise authority.
Hal eta pakaeut sareng sikap waktos abdi ngajalankeun otoritas.
That I not allow my heart to swell with pride when I have authority given to me.
Hal eta teu ngijinkeun hate abdi sombong waktos abdi gaduh otoritas.
That I not excuse my carnality. Let me give an illustration. Early in my pastoral experience, I needed to place an order for some church supplies. I discovered that with this one company, that if I paid a little more, I received a gift with the supplies.
Tapi kapentur sareng hiji perusahaan bami abdi mayar langkung abdi nampi hadiah.
And so I had to decide which company will I order the supplies from.
Dan abdi kedah mutuskeun perusahaan nu mana nu abdi pilih.
In both cases we got the supplies.
Nah, dua hal ieu abdi sadaya kenging sadiaan.
Both was an honest bill of sale.
Di mana mangrupikeun ngagaluh. Jujur.
But in one, I got a reward.
Tapi dina hiji perusahaan abdi kenging hadiah.
They called it a premium.
Anjeuna nyebat salaku artos jasa.
I excused myself because I thought that sounds good and that's the one I ordered.
Kata abdi, kadangguna sae. Teras abdi mesen ti perusahaan eta.
But later the Holy Spirit corrected me.
Pilajeng Roh Suci ngoreksi abdi.
Said that's not a reward.
Roh Suci nyarios eta sanes hadiah.
You're accepting a bribe.
Anjeun nampi suap.
That's costing the congregation more.
Eta ngabebanan jemaah langkung seur.
At first I started to argue with God.
Awalna abdi debat sareng Gusti.
So it's only $3.
Tapi eta mung $3.
Just $3.
Mung $3.
And the premium is worth $15.
Artos jasa eta hargana $15.
And God didn't talk back to me.
Gusti tengah waler.
Once the Lord corrects you, He will never argue with you.
Atas Gusti ngoreksi saderek, Gusti teu pernah debat sareng saderek.
He'll speak and you decide if you'll listen.
Antara baris nyarios sarta saderek baris mutuskeun umpami saderek ngadang.
This was early in my experience.
Sakajantenan di waktos awal pengalaman abdi.
When God didn't speak back.
Atas Gusti tengah waler.
I didn't do anything about it.
Abdi teu midam melanaon.
I was too wise to think I won the argument.
Abdi ngarep bijaksana pisan ku nganggep abdi tos kinging dina debat eta.
But I thought, what's $3?
Kira abdi naon hartosna $3?
I work hard. I'm underpaid anyway.
Kaci abdi kirang.
I ought to receive some benefits.
Dana abdi nampi sababaraha kauntungan.
This is an executive decision.
Teh keputusan nu ngalaksanakeun.
And it's my privilege.
Teh hak istimewa abdi.
And it was.
Tu ayana.
But the Lord had dealt with me about it.
Gusti berusan sareng abdi ngeunaan eta.
The shipment arrived.
Pangiriman dugi.
When I opened the package.
Tos abdi muka paket eta.
There were the supplies.
Aya sadiaan nu dipesen.
There was my premium.
Aya oge atos jasa sarupa hadiah.
And when I opened it.
Tos abdi muka.
What I was anticipating feeling so good about having.
Anu abdi harapkeun pisan.
I could never enjoy.
Abi mal tiasa ngaraos kenana.
Nothing was wrong with it.
Teu anu lepat sareng eta.
But it was as though it burned in my hands. And I bowed on my knees in my office. I said, Lord, it's too late now, but forgive me. I never told anybody about it. But I took the premium. And I gave it to one of the men in the church. Saying, perhaps this is something you can use. I didn't claim it was a gift from me. So I didn't try to pretend I was doing a great thing with it. And it became something useful to him. What was useful to me was an early lesson in integrity of heart.
Manfaat kanggo abdi nyaeta pengajaran awal ngenaan integritas hati.
It seems such a small thing.
Tingalah hal eta tepira.
It seems some would say that's not that important. You're just being legalistic.
Tingalah hiji jalmi bari nyarios ieu teu penting pisan sadek mung nurut teuing.
This is not a matter of legalism. I'm not telling you this is how you are saved. I'm saying this is how you keep a complete heart before God. We are saved by the grace of God. We are called into ministry by the grace of God. And the Lord wants our ministry to expand like David's boundaries. And He wants those boundaries to be preserved. So learn David's prayer. Lord, let integrity preserve me. Because I wait upon you. I listen to your corrections. I'm looking upon your face. Now, take in contrast. The son of David. Solomon. Solomon came and inherited those same boundaries. When he became king, he made a prayer. First Kings chapter 8, verse 25.
Dara Iji Raja-Raja pasal 8 ayat 25.
First Kings 8:25.
Iji Raja-Raja pasal 8 ayat 25.
Therefore, Lord God of Israel, now keep what you promised your servant David, my father.
Ayanan Gusti Allah Israel, panuhun abdi mugi Gusti netepkeun janji sanesna, kapungkur ku Gusti dijanjikeun ka pun bapa.
He's saying, Lord, let the boundaries be preserved for me also.
Taurna, Gusti, wios batas-batas eta dipiara kanggo abdi oge.
In chapter 9, verses 3 to 5, we hear God's answer. Chapter 9, verses 3 to 5.
Na pasal 8 ayat 3 dugi ka 5 umpami ngadangu waleran Gusti.
I have heard your prayer. I have consecrated this house you built to my name, and I've put my name there forever, and my eyes and heart will be there perpetually.
Panyambat maneh ku kami di Makbul, ya gedong anu diadekeun ku maneh, ku kami bakal disucikeun, bakal ditenan, bakal diraksa sapanjangna.
He says, I'm going to continue to bless perpetually.
Taurna kami beres ngaberkahan anjeun terus-terusan.
And then God gives the terms.
Ajeng Gusti masihan syaratna.
If you will walk before me as your father David walked in integrity of heart and uprightness, I will establish your throne.
Lamun maneh tuhu tumutur ka kami, tigin satasatemena saperti Daud bapa maneh ngalakonan papakon. Nekanan segala timbalan.
I will establish your throne.
Salawasna bakal di rajaanku rundayanana.
For God to establish our lives and our ministries, our homes.
Terus Gusti neguhkeun hirup pelayanan urang sareng kulawargi urang.
For them to be secured with an uncompromised foundation.
Terus aranjeunna diraksa ku dasar nu teu badami.
Requires integrity of heart.
Ngabutuhkeun integritas hate.
But look what Solomon did.
Tapi tingali naon anu dipadabelan Sulaiman.
He tried to preserve the boundaries another way.
Sakumaha oge anjeunna tos ngupayakeun miara batas-batas eta.
Years passed.
Taun ka taun.
Solomon said, "I'll guard this boundary."
Sulaiman nyaros abdi bade ngajaki batas-batas ieu.
He made a treaty with the king nearby.
Jadi ngayakikeun perjanjian sareng raja-raja di sabudeureunana.
Instead of trusting God, he used political manipulation.
Kibatan percanten ka Gusti anjeunna ngangge manipulasi politik.
And he did this with every nation around him.
Sarta anjeunna midamel ieu sareng sadaya bangsa di sabudeureunana.
Every time he made a treaty, the treaty was sealed with a marriage.
Ka urang ngiket perjanjian, perjanjian eta dimatrai ku hiji pernikahan.
Solomon accumulated pagan wives.
Kalau mau ngumpulkan istri-istri kafir.
Not all in a week.
Sekaligus dina saminggu.
Not all in a year.
Sekaligus dina sataun.
Gradually, one here, one there.
Alaunan hiji di dia, hiji di dinya.
He didn't set out. He didn't plan to have 1,000 wives.
Dan tetapkan dengan rencanakan buka 1,000 bujuk.
They came one at a time.
Aranjana sumping hiji-hiji.
And everyone that came to Jerusalem brought an idol god with them.
Jalmi sumping ka Yerusalem nyandak ilah sembahan aranjeunna.
Until the streets of Jerusalem were filled with pagan gods.
Di jalan-jalan di Yerusalem pinuh ku ilah-ilah penyembahan berhala.
Eventually, those gods were taken into the temple Solomon built.
Akhirna ilah-ilah eta dicandak ka Bait Allah nu diwangun ku Sulaiman.
Integrity had been sacrificed a little at a time.
Integritas tos dikurbankeun sakedik-sakedik.
Eventually the kingdom fell.
Akhirna kerajaan eta lengser.
The word integrity in the Bible occurs in the plural.
Kitab integritas dina kitab suci aya sacara jamak.
It's the word thummim.
Tete kecap tumama.
That which was upon the breastplate of the high priest.
Katulis di panutup dada Imam Ageng.
And God used the thummim to answer inquiry they would make of God in ancient Israel.
Alang anggo tumamah kanggo ngawaler patarosan Gusti dina basa Israel kuno.
Lord, show us which way to go.
Gusti tunjukkan jalan nu kedah ku abdi dijalankeun.
Ancient rabbis tell us how the priests would do this.
Nabi-nabi kapungkur nyaroskeun ka abdi sadaya kumaha para imam midamel hal ieu.
They would go into the holy place.
Aranjeunna angkat ka tempat suci.
Come right up before the curtain, the veil before the holy of holies.
Adek payunan hordeng, payunan tempat maha suci.
And say, God, show us what Israel should do.
Taurna Gusti tunjukkan ka abdi naon nu kedah dipidamel urang Israel.
And the Lord would answer by the thummim.
Pangeran ngawaler ngalangkungan tumamah.
We don't know what that means.
Urang teu terang naon hartosna.
Except a breastplate over the heart of the priest gave a signal from God.
Berarti penutup dada luhureun hate para imam nu masihan tanda-tanda ti pangeran.
That the people of God might walk in obedience.
Mana umat Gusti kedah mapah dina kataatan.
And so God by His Spirit will come and deal with us.
And then Gusti ngalangkung rohna bari sumping sarta aya urusan sareng urang.
And if we will let that thummim of the heart, that integrity, abide faithfully, we'll walk in obedience.
Pami urang ijinkeun tumamah hate eta, integritas eta tetep di urang, urang bari mapah dina kataatan.
Kingdom boundaries can be extended.
Atas batas kerajaan tiasa dilegaan.
Ministry become effective.
Pelayanan jantan efektif.
And boundaries be preserved with blessing.
Atas batas diraksa ku berkah.
And ministry stands strong through integrity of heart.
Pelayanan tetap tikin ngalangkungan integritas hati.
Amen.
Amin.